This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes the ticker symbol for a newly tradable stock can be pretty clever. Harley Davidson might be my favorite. HOG, H-O-G, get it? Harley motorcycles are called HOGs. Anyway, getting no points for cleverness, but perhaps points for choosing a company name that will fit neatly in a stock ticker in the first place is Uber, which is expected to start trading tomorrow under the ticker symbol Uber. It's going to be, if forecasts are right, one of the biggest IPOs ever, but maybe not as big as it might have been. Shares of its much smaller rival Lyft have taken a beating since it went public back in March, so Uber has been tempering traders' valuation expectations. We asked Marketplace's Ben Bradford to explain how those expectations get set anyway.
Once a company starts publicly trading, the market decides what stock price it'll bear. But before it goes public, the company decides its own offering price. Through a wonky technical process, right?
It's more an art than science.
It's definitely more of an art.
It's more art than it needs to be.
University of Florida finance professor Jay Ritter at the end there says there's some scientific basis. The company hires underwriters, banks, that look at the value of similar companies and global market conditions to set a share price. Now, the company wants to make as much money as possible, meaning hires usually better.
On the other hand, they don't want the embarrassment and potential lawsuits if the price drops precipitously.
As happened with Lyft. Meanwhile, Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners, you heard from him first, says investors want to get in cheap, mostly.
Some investors just want to get in there. That you get bragging rights other than the fact that they are good investments.
But Rao says even this push-pull between company and prospective IPO investors is guesswork.
You're betting on a future that has not yet happened.
And Uber's future includes heavy bets on autonomous vehicles and keeping its current drivers as independent contractors. Matt Kennedy at Renaissance Capital, we also heard him at the top.
Uber could be the world's global transportation platform, or it could be a dud.
So rather than a precise assessment of value, that IPO price is a dart throw at a sweet spot somewhere between luring in investors and leaving money on the table. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.